Eyes Guide Isha on my podcast 8 IELTS. I am back again with another episode on IELTS writing, general module, task 1 with informal letters. So let us begin. Okay, so what are informal letters? Before actually beginning into the real essence of this type of letter, let us just get to know what is informal letters. What do you mean by informal? So informal, you can say somebody who's very personal too, right? Informal means you're not formal. So you just have to be easygoing, you just have to be a little personal or too friendly, like that. So now, if I talk about informal letter, so informal type of letter is usually written to a friend, a family member, or someone who is very close to you and you know him or her personally. And when I say informal, that means the conversation can be easygoing. You don't have to be formal. The communication need not to have a perfect grammar. When I come to the tips, it doesn't need to have an efficient vocabulary. There is a requirement of keeping the IELTS rules fixed, no matter whichever type of letter it is. You definitely do not forget that you, even if it is an informal type of letter, you should not, in fact you must not use any slangs, any abbreviations or any phrasal verbs, slangs, idioms and sometimes proverbs in your letter just because you're writing to your friend or somebody who you know very well. So just keep this in mind that this is IELTS test. It's not just our normal informal letter. So you have to keep your rules fixed for that. Okay, so let us begin with the structure. Now structure stays the same even if it's an informal type of letter. So there is a 4-paragraph structure and the question will appear with 3 prompts as usual. So the first paragraph, you will begin with the introduction and followed by the second paragraph in which you will explain the first bullet point which has been given in the prompts, and you will explain a little bit with some supporting details, followed by the second bullet point in the third paragraph, and then in the last paragraph there will be the explanation for the last prompt with some supporting details, and definitely you can add a conclusion there, followed by a closing line or a closing gesture in which you can simply write warm regards or see you soon or else with love or best wishes, something like that. You can always mention, and then your name. You don't, like, oh yeah, I forgot to tell you that you don't have to mention Mr. Mrs. like that when you are actually addressing the letter. So when you write dear, so in formal letters as we write sir or madam, but in informal we simply write the name. We do not even write Mr. or Mrs. or so and so. We just simply write the name. So keep in mind that you don't have to be using a perfect grammar. You do not have to be too formal. It's just opposite of how we usually write the formal letter. Okay, so there need not to be a selection of, you know, wide vocabulary and phrases. You can go simple with not too good vocabulary. So if we say, let's begin with some question. So let's say you need to write a letter to your friend from a different country. Invite him or her to a party at your house and include the following key points. So you need to explain what the party was about and give directions on how to get to your place and suggest how to accommodate your friend. So how you will begin with? You need to see, first you are going to address your friend. So you will write, suppose your friend's name is John. So you will say, dear John. Or else, my dearest John. Right? Followed by the introduction in the first paragraph, like what, why you are writing the letter for. You need to give the purpose of the letter. And sometimes people usually begin with some, you know, pleasing lines, like you might apologize for not being able to get in touch, or you might add up some line which definitely creates an impact, and then you catch hold of your conversation from that side. Then followed by your purpose and what else you want to include. Then you can definitely add more details on the bullet point in the upcoming paragraph. In the second paragraph, you will write the second bullet point with some explanation that should support it. And then you might express some, like, let's say you want to express some congratulations, or you want to, you know, you are happy for something and you just want to express something like that, or you might want to express regrets, or you are thankful for something, or you just want to invite as it was given in the question. So you need to explain more about the invitation, like how the invitation is going about, how the friend has to commute, and then since you are inviting the friend to your house, so how the friend will get to your place. So you need to explain that proper location, proper direction, how he will reach and how he will make the stay at your home. So what it is like staying at your home. So these details can be added to the third paragraph. And in the last paragraph, you can definitely give some suggestions, like how you are going to accommodate your friend. And sometimes people do write a closing line in just closing gesture in just one line, which is like see you soon or waiting to see you soon. You know, these lines can definitely give an informal ending, such as with best wishes, yours, with love and many thanks, like that. So these are some type of words that you can definitely use as, you know, closing gestures. Okay, so I think that's it. We are good for the informal type of letters. And if there is anything else that you would like to ask in this, you can definitely message me on Spotify pod for podcasters. My IELTS podcast link is already given in my introduction. Try to support me, guys. It gives me real motivation to stay in touch with you people, and you know, it really boosts my confidence that you are liking the content. Give a small contribution so that my channel stays and, you know, grows stronger with every day. Thank you so much. Have a great day ahead, guys. I hope. And I wish you all the love. Thank you.